In the name of Jesus Christ, I use this opportunity to greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, we are actually continuing with our sharing. But we want to look at an excellent spirit in relation to his name. In relation to his name. So let us read Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4. And I read, it said, being made much better than the angels, as he have by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than thee. The verse 5 says that, for unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that, Lord, let the Holy Spirit guide us in this sharing. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, prepare my tongue to speak as an oracle. Help me, O Lord, give us understanding. Grant us much food in this season, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, brethren, as we actually started from Monday, and by the grace of God, we are actually continuing this morning. When we look at this, an excellent spirit, today we want to look at it in relation to his name. The name of the Lord is so excellent, to the extent that the Bible says that being made so much better than the angels, as he have by inheritance obtained a more excellent name. Jesus Christ, as we saw yesterday, we were able to pattern it, and we came on his understanding and what it takes to have this excellent spirit when it comes to the New Testament. So you see that everything boils around the Holy Spirit. Now, the Bible is saying that Jesus Christ gave us an example so that we must follow. The Bible describes our Lord as the firstborn of all creation. When we also look at the Word of God, the Bible says that he is the head. Therefore, he must receive preeminence in all things. So if Jesus Christ, who is the head, if you read in Colossians, the Bible says that for the Godhead dwell in him in fullness bodily. The Godhead dwell in him in fullness bodily. So Jesus Christ is a God man. When we look at the scripture, it makes us understand that the body of our Lord Jesus didn't pre-exist actually before coming into the womb of Mary. So you will understand that the eternal spirit came to manifest in this wet body. So, Jesus, he grew as a man, And when that day he went into River Jordan, something transpired where the scripture made us understand that the moment he got baptized, the Spirit of God came to indwell in this body. So you understand that there was, he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." He said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." So Jesus, he is the Christ. And he carries a covenant name that revolves around heaven and earth. And that's why when you read in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible says that for at the mention of the name Jesus Christ, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that he is Lord. This is a name that revolves, that both heaven and earth revolve around. There is no name given among men that is so special other than the name Jesus Christ. So the Bible made us understand that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous go into it and they are saved. The righteous go into it. So Jesus Christ carries a name which is above every other name. And this is the name by which we have been enjoined to this family. One thing I know is that the natural type the spiritual. When we look at the Word of God, you will see that the same thing. You see, we know people by their family name. And when you also look at it, Jesus Christ, you can see some special thing attached to this name. He is not just Jesus, but he is also the Christ. Christ is divinity. Christ is divine. Though Jesus is humanity, but Christ is divine, divinity. So he bears a covenant name. He bears a redemptive name. And this name is so excellent. When we read in Psalm 8, verse 1, Psalm 8, if I read in Psalm 8, verse 1, it made me understand actually something about this name, which is good for this sharing. Psalm 8 actually made us understand that this name is so excellent. It's a how excellent. Psalm 8, verse 1. Yeah, Psalm 8, verse 1. It said, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens?" When we also read the Psalm 16, verse 3. Psalm 16, verse 3. It says that, "But to the saint that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight." Brethren, there is something about this name. You may hear of a lot of things about this name, but there is something about it that I actually want to communicate in this sharing. When we look at the name Jesus Christ, this is a name that you don't even have to add a title to it. It is devoid of any title. And as we saw in the scripture, it said, Unto which of the angels? Unto which of them? Be made so much better than even the angels, as he have by inheritance obtained. So Jesus inherited this name from the Father. He didn't just come by just any name. He came in the Father's name. And that's why the Bible says that blessed is the man who comes in the name of the Lord. So he came with a covenant name. And that's why this name is so special. He said, blessed is the man who comes in the name of the Lord. This is a name that you don't even have to add titles. You see how in the world, in the flesh, even man, when man has even worked to some pedigree, that man always wants people to add what? Titles to his name. And when you don't even add that title, Dr. So-so-and-so, Professor So-so-and-so, and all those things, and they are so aligned to that. Even with all those titles, those Nicolaitan names, Jesus Christ came devoid of any Nicolaitan name or any Nicolaitan title, but his fame went throughout all the earth. So he led an exemplary life for us to follow. It's not about titles. It's not about Nicolaitan titles. Jesus didn't have any of these titles, but his name went throughout, his fame went throughout the whole earth. How excellent is that name? Brother, sister, Jesus was so simple in name. Even to the extent that today a child can even mention that name. It was a name that heaven and earth revolve about. And the Bible made us understand that it said the name of the Lord. You see, when we read in the Old Testament, it said, if you read Exodus actually chapter 20, it actually made us understand that we should not call the name of the Lord in vain. So this name is not just maybe in form of an alphabet. It is a name that heaven and earth revolve about. So when we stand in fellowship and mention the name Jesus Christ, we worship him by revelation. It's not just any name. By revelation, we understand that this Jesus Christ, he is the Christ. There are so many people actually, even today, who are trying to defraud Jesus of being the Christ. And they put him in that kind of oneness doctrine, as if Jesus was his own father. He is the Christ. And that's why the Bible actually made us understand that if we don't believe that he is the Christ, then we are trying to rob him of that fellowship with what? The Father and Son. So Jesus Christ bears a name which is so excellent. It is a redemptive name. The scripture made us understand that he inherited that name. And you know something? Our inheritance is in this name. We inherit it through birth or adoption. There is nowhere any person can bold-chestedly say he is part of the family of God without being born again. So we are enjoined to this family name, which is Jesus the Christ. True birth or adoption. When we look at Christ in the Old Testament, we saw how the eternal spirit manifested himself. The Bible already made us understand that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And when we read on, the Bible made us understand that he is the light. And John came to bear witness of him. In this Laodicea church age, in this restoration, he is still the light. And when we look at John chapter 1 verse 14, the Bible made us understand that and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So the Word was made flesh. So Jesus Christ is the Word of God made manifested. The Word was made flesh. He was the Word of God made manifested unto humanity. And that's why when we read in the Timothy chapter, First Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, it said, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the angels, believed on in the world, received up into glory. So you will see that he was a real manifestation of what God is. The express image of God. In the Old Testament, the Bible said that there was a rock that followed the children of Israel, and that rock is Christ. That rock was Christ. So we saw the manifestation of the eternal spirit in the Old Testament. That same manifestation, Moses encountered Moses in the wilderness. He said, I am that I am. Three men visited Abraham, and Abraham identified one as the Lord. All these were his manifestations. And this same spirit came to embody in a word body called Jesus and made manifested. So now we know him as Jesus, who is the Christ.
He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. He bears a name which is so excellent. And we are enjoined to this family name through birth, which is by being born again. So, brethren, I'll end today's sharing here. May God continue to strengthen us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.